Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, even if you don't stand up, put your hands together, just kind of rock a little bit. They teaching me how to move. Come on, y'all can move with us.
Streaming live various days during the week where God's glory is still our agenda. We are redefined, restored, and renewed. God's Other Can Radio is in the stage of the comeback. Who is your hostess with the mostest? I am Lady Nancy here giving you the very best in radio ministry. What happens on God's Sedekin Radio, we embrace the testimonies and accomplishments of every overcomer in the body of Christ in whatever area of ministry they are in. God Sedekin Radio are opportunists that give opportunity. You're welcome to call in with comments, questions, prayer, and for some to receive salvation if you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins. While live, the call-in number is area code 646-716-6608. Press 1 for the host queue. Our theme in scripture, because this is the season that we are in, Galatians 6 and 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Please do me a favor and tell somebody else, because there's no me without you and there's no you without God. Today we have an awesome woman of God who is with us. I'll be bringing her in shortly, but just a little bit about her. She has been on God's Sedekin Radio before and has blessed our socks off. We're welcoming today Ms. Shea Taylor, who resides in Raleigh, North Carolina. This thunderous songbird has made an impact in her community, and with her love for the Lord and gospel is truly depicted in her journey in gospel music. Later on in the show, we'll take a break and let you hear some of her new work. She has some things in store for us on today. She is our special guest, and we're about to show her some love on today. Shea Taylor, you are on the line. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for being here with me.
Hey, Miss Nancy. How are you doing?
Hey, Miss Shay. How are you?
I am doing wonderful.
I'm doing wonderful. Awesome.
Thank you for having me on your show once again. I think it was about 4 years ago I was on your show.
Yeah, I think the first year I had you on. Yeah, like the 2010 or 2011, something like that.
11.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but look at God. We've been connected all these years.
I know we stayed in contact off and on here and there, and I thank God that you just thought it not robbery to be back with me again. I'm so happy. You know, as always, the show is still the same. The floor is yours to say your hellos, your God bless you, give a couple of shout-outs, however you see fit. It is all about you as well as God on today.
Well, you know, I'm just really excited. I just would like to give a shout-out to all my supporters on Facebook, all my I'm looking at the comments now. I don't know if they're tuned in right now, but Kenya Myers McClellan and Kondra Campbell, thank you guys for sharing and reposting and showing some love. And to all my supporters on Facebook and all my social media, you can find me on Shea Taylor, number 2ND, second page at facebook.com. You can find me on I Am Shea Taylor on Twitter. I Am Shea Taylor on Instagram, Shea Taylor on Periscope, blah, 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 blah. My direct number is 910-978-0280. I'm just a down-to-earth, you know, psalmist that's, you know, on the grind for Jesus.
I know, that's right. Oh, my gosh. Last time you were here, oh, my God, you ministered to us in song. And I had this thing on the show called On the Spot, and we played this little sound, and you had an opportunity to sing with us. And I'm not sure if you're going to do that with us today. It's up to you. But
my Lord. You know what?
I haven't done it in so long. It's like, oh, my gosh. I remember when Pastor Derek Cole used to be on with me, and he was like, why are you always putting people on the spot? I was like, because I love to hear people minister. I think song is one of the greatest gifts. Our voice is, like, amazing in gospel. Amazing in God. I mean, it's just amazing. And besides you just being naturally beautiful inside and out, I mean, your voice is amazing. And, I mean, I've never even had an opportunity to speak in full circle yet as far as concert and ministry. But I would love to.
Man.
Been trying to hook up for quite some time now, and we haven't been able to physically meet.
It's going to happen.
I know it is.
Coming up. And that's part of the big news, the big announcement that I posted. I'm not going to go into detail.
The floor is yours, so go ahead, girlfriend. Tell us.
No. We're not going to spill the tea today, but we will spill the tea, and we'll come back on. I was hoping that I would have had the announcement out by this week. But it'll probably be out by next week, if not by the end of next week. And so I would definitely love to come back and spill all of the tea, okay? We're going to spill it all over on the ground and everywhere.
You got it. You got
absolutely.
It. Absolutely. When you're ready, you let me know. On a Tuesday or a Friday, you let me know. We'll make it happen.
I'm so excited about, you know, you're still in the business of promoting gospel music. You know, sometimes people fall off along the way because of, you know, different circumstances, and it can become taxing, when especially when you're doing it all on your own, and, you know, it's hard to get funding when you're starting up and when you're doing ministry work. It seems like we'll support McDonald's and Chick-fil-A, but when it comes to supporting ministry work, you know, we drag our feet on that. So I'm proud of you for still hanging in there as a promoter, as a woman of God, is spreading the gospel news. So thank you for still being who you are, what God called you to be.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, it has been a small struggle. I won't even call it big, because nothing that we go through is bigger than God. And I did go through a couple of personal things along the way, but I got back on the air. I got back in business and got back in ministry. Got back. I just can't give up on God, because He didn't give up on me, and I refuse.
No, don't do it now. You're going to make me say it. Don't give
absolutely.
Up. Don't make me do it. Now you push, you know, you waiting. You know how to push my buttons. You know what to do, don't you?
Yes, and I tell you, it's been heartful. Heartful, you know, some of the things that I did encounter. But God is fixing my heart, and I'm elate. I missed ministry and radio. I missed being on the air. I had people calling me. They were like, when are you going back on? I had people sending me music, sending me emails. When are you going back on? We heard about you. They saw me on Twitter. They were like, who are you? What do you do? Can we come on? And blah, 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 blah. And next thing I know, I was just being flooded and inundated with calls and wondering, when are you coming back on? When are you doing this? And all of a sudden, people was like, yes, I'm coming on. Yes, I'm coming on. I'm like, okay. So next thing I know, I couldn't
that
do it as
angel
often as
God.
I used to. I know that's right.
That was the angels of God pushing you back into your position.
And I feel like myself
anything.
Again.
And a lot of times we have to encourage, and God has sent us people in our lives that would just, you know, not saying that we fell from God, but sometimes we just need someone to say, hey, I believe this is what God has called for you to do. Sometimes, even though I know we can encourage ourselves, but it's always good when we got some, you know, people that respect the gifts and respect what we bring. Respect what we bring to the table, because it makes you want to. It makes you want to give more when you know people really appreciate your heart that's put into it, the time, the effort. So,
absolutely,
those are angels sent by God to get you back in position to take it full force, because their eyes have not seen and ears have not heard.
Amen.
There's so much work God has for you, even for you. You know. So.
Amen. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to a lady I know named Peggy Pearl. She used to listen to the show a couple years ago when I was going through one of the roughest times in my life. Still doing radio, and she one day she called me, left me a voicemail, and she said, "Lady Nancy, I just want to let you know, don't give up on God." So I can't radio. I bust out crying. I was like, "Oh my gosh!" She just came out of nowhere, and I was like, "Lord, okay, all right."
Right, exactly.
I was like, wow. Well, tell us what Shay has been doing.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I'm excited about what I got going on this weekend. I will be in Selma, Alabama. So the first youth prayer march is going to be in Selma, Alabama. It's going to be a big major concert. It's put on by Apostle Vera Howard. God has given her a vision to spread the gospel to our young people, to let them know that we don't have to result in violence, and to let them know that they have ministry people that are willing to encourage them along the struggles of life that they may be going through. Now, keep in mind, I feel like it's just not for the youth, but I think there's some adults that need encouragement too, some parents that need encouragement with every situation that they got going on, especially around these times when it's the holidays and around the end of the year, money kind of get funny. And you know, so I think it's going to be a wonderful event. It's going to be Sunday in Selma, Alabama. We're going to march the streets of Selma at 2:30, and then we're going to have a concert My favorite, one of my favorite artists is going to be headline the concert, and that's Mr. Dedrick Hannon.
Mm-hmm.
So I am so excited about, you know, just, you know, being able to experience him live and to meet him and you know, all that good stuff. You have Ruthie Yantra, Todd Delaney, of course, mm-hmm. myself, Shay Taylor.
Absolutely.
Among
hey.
Other, among all the other names, Claretta Haddon. It's going to be an awesome event, and I'm looking forward to actually leave out in the morning to go to Selma, and I will be there, and I'm looking forward to God really blessing the people.
Amen.
So
Amen.
That's one thing, and then also my thing I've got going on next year, which you're going to be the first to break it on your show.
Okay.
It's some major news. It's awesome. I'm telling you, it's going to change the lives of so many people. And it's going to be life-changing, and it's going to be definitely something that anybody that knows about is definitely going to want to connect and definitely is going to want to be a part, because it's going to be an epic, empowering situation
wow.
for so
I
many
know
people.
That.
It's going to be a blessing to so many people.
Wow. Whew, I'm excited already. I don't even know what it is. I'm sitting here, I just got a whoo in my spirit, like, Lord, okay. Now, I
you know you had
ask.
A whoop in your spirit 4 years ago. You still the same whew. Person to me. You be ready, on fire for the Lord. Any given
yes,
time,
I'm sitting here like, but you, I know that's right. You know, because now it's like, I want to get out. You know, that four-wall syndrome we have. I want to get
right.
out. Whatever it is, please give me at least a month or two advance notice so I can start planning, because I want to meet
you're
you.
You're going to know next
I know...
week. You're going to know next week.
Okay. All right. Just give me notice.
You're
going to
know next week.
Get my monies together and make some things happen.
Absolutely. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. I really feel like in 2016, God is going to... he's going to transition me from being just someone that maybe some folk knowing, I believe it and I speak it into an existence, that I will be the vessel that God will use in many houses and to heal many people through
Amen.
The ministry of singing and being a psalmist, a true psalmist.
Mm-hmm.
To
Amen.
The body of Christ. And that's what we need, because, you know, you know, so many people out here. I mean, there's somebody that can sing on every corner. But it's nothing like the anointing. The anointing makes the difference. The oil, the anointing and the oil destroys the yoke. It destroys the bondage, the shackles. Calls people to want to know more about God and want to get free from whatever it is that they're dealing with or going through. And that's what we have to do. If we're not doing that, then we're not doing ministry.
Absolutely.
We have to promote people to want to change and promote people to want to do better.
Amen. Absolutely. I have been asking for strategies on that, too. And I was like, Lord, I'm not just satisfied. I know this is an avenue, too, for those who don't know, because I try to give them the opportunity to know, you know, what the love of God is on the radio. But I wanted to... Cause you know, sometimes we're kind of nervous. People, they're kind of crazy. But you know what? We had to go in confidence to know
mm-hmm.
that we can still share it subtly, but still give them an idea
mm-hmm.
that there's something else that they don't know about. And I had an opportunity, which I'm proud of myself, yesterday at my job.
Absolutely.
And one of the housekeepers, you know, was sitting coming by the desk, and he was like, you know I'm not really nobody around here. I do this, I do that. And, you know, I was just thinking to myself, I really don't know my purpose. So I looked up at him, and in the secular I said, well, if you didn't have purpose, they wouldn't have hired you. And then the Lord immediately dropped in my spirit. He gave me these words to write down, and it was the craziest thing, but so significant and so minor. And I said, you have yet to discover. I had started typing on the computer and put it in three columns, enough that you could just tear it like a little piece of paper you could put in a book. And I said, you have yet to even know what your purpose is on this earth. And I encourage you on today to get to know who your purpose is in God, because not only are you someone in the natural, but you are someone in the spirit, and you haven't even begun to realize who you are. So I gave him a scripture and let him know that he is somebody, and told him that you need to figure out who you are in God. I folded the piece of paper. It was so small, but just enough that he could read it. And put the scripture of Psalm 139 and 14 on it about being fearfully and wonderfully made. And I gave him. So by the end of the day, he walked up to me and he said, "Oh my gosh," he said, "thank you so much." And just today he came to me. He said, "I want to thank you for that." He said, "I showed my wife," and he said, "I just thank you. I just don't even know what to say." And that was just a little bit of a door opening for the curiosity to know that you're somebody in Christ. I said that we are to be reconciled back to our Father and back to who he is. That's our main purpose in this earth. And he just... I was like, "Lord, I don't even know." He just gave it to me so suddenly, and I just began to type. And next thing I know, I printed out like 30 copies. And I said, I needed a way to figure out how to get people to be curious enough to find out enough about him without being afraid to come. And I was like, you know, sometimes people say, "I won't come to the four walls," but, you know, they'll come somehow. Yeah. And the Lord gave me the idea of invitations to get like little cards. And put something inside of it to say you've been invited to find out who you are. And I'm like, "God, you know what?" And I am sitting here.
That might turn into something huge.
Yes. And
turn into something huge.
I was so, because sometimes I don't always know, like, what to say, how to say it, you know, because people are so opinionated and they are very clueless. I sit around and listen to a lot of the coworkers I work with, and I said, "God," when they see, when the scripture talks about leaning not to your own understanding, and they yes, and I'm like in Proverbs, and I'm like, "Okay, Lord, these people just don't know," and it is so, I find such a fear within myself that I'm not contributing somewhere, somehow. And I think these invitations are going to be awesome, because I want to do something to let them know, because
an invitation is something tangible, something they can take back with them. It's something that they, at the break of where they ain't even thinking about your invitation just pops up and appear, and it has that scripture, it has that information to maybe contact you with the scripture on it for any further counseling or just encouragement. Just someone to listen to. Sometimes people just need someone to talk to. They just need someone to hear them and understand what they're going through. Hear them out. And then you use that opportunity to introduce them to Christ.
Absolutely.
To introduce them to something different. You know, tell them, "How about try this?" You know, you tried everything else, but try Jesus. Or try trusting God. Or, you know, whatever, you know, it's just a small token that can pop up at any given time. It could pop up, you know, I mean, I've had cars and stuff in my car from, you know, years that I'm like, I ain't seen this in a while, and it just pops up. So that's the same thing, and it just gets your attention. And if you're in a place where God is speaking and dealing with you, and you won't change, God is there. God said he will make his word, his ministry available. So nobody's going to have an excuse that they did not know and was not able to know who God is. God is everywhere. Even if you turn on the TV, you see them talking about, even in the politics, politicians talking about, you know, related to, you know, God, pastors and stuff like that. So it's not going to be an excuse. So, you know, we do all what we can and be a light and be an inspiration to people that are broken and hurt, because truth be told, at any given moment, it could be any of us.
Absolutely. So I was just so compelled, and, you know, I wasn't even looking for a thank you or a response, just something to let somebody know, you know, that you have purpose in this earth. And what better purpose is to know that you're loved by God the way that he loves us, and they just don't know yet. So I was very happy with that, very happy at the response. And I'm like, okay, God, and if he comes to me, then you give me what to say to him to let him know. And continue moving forward. And as you still do what you do best, many things you do best, but your songs, and I miss your voice because I lost a lot of my work. One of my computers had crashed, and I've yet to try to find a way to get all my stuff back, but the music that I did have, I lost. And the two songs you sent me, oh my gosh. I'm like, girl, you better go ahead.
To God be the glory. My producer, my music director, Jeff McCoy, God has given him some wonderful songs to write for me. And when I tell you I love singing, I mean, it's my type of singing. The songs of conviction, songs of repentance, and songs of victory. That you don't have to stay there, but you can come out. But we acknowledge that God is our source, and he is our way out. And if we want to come out, the song is going to minister to you. It's going to minister to your heart. Because God has been so good to us. That's one of the songs that I sent you, and also used me. We all know that God can use us. No matter what nobody else has told you, and no matter what you've done in your life, God can still use you if you want to be used by him.
I know that's right. Awesome, awesome. I'm still loving, you know, the same, like you haven't changed, the same love, the same, oh my gosh, you are just, you're quiet but on fire on the inside, you know, about what you do, your passion, your purpose, the ministry within. It is a beautiful thing to still hear that you are still doing what you do, and it is a blessing that we are still connected. And, you know, I'm not just radio. You know, I'm a friend. I try to do
right. Absolutely. You're my sister. Absolutely.
Yes.
You are my sister.
Thank you.
I really do appreciate you for all your love and your support throughout the years and everything. And I'm looking forward to coming up to New York, Jersey, New York, and doing something really soon, too, because, you know, I would love to come and bring that fire that I have in your area.
Amen. Absolutely. I definitely, my birthday bash is next year. I was supposed to have been having one the last 2 years, and my attitude and my spirit was just so down in the dumps that I just didn't even do it. But next year, I am having something that is phenomenal. And
already know Shay Taylor's going to be there.
Yes, she is. I'm happy. I'm like, yes, God, yes, yes, yes. I'm definitely doing something. It is formal. It is going to be epic. It is going to be
just
formal.
Well, you know, you're a diva, so you know you're going to always be, it's always going to be formal. You know, lady, you know you like to have the hair laid and slayed and the makeup done and beat down. And the outfit laid fit for a queen. Come on, somebody.
Oh, thank you. I try. They always tell me when I go to fellowship, and they're like, you always got... I said, you know what? Because I love the way God made me. I'm happy with who I am. I didn't always look like this, let me tell you. I could show y'all some pictures when I was in my 20s and I was a teenager. I said, ministry fits me well. Because when I didn't have ministry, it was God.
But
Lord,
we see the difference when God, when we have a touch by God.
Mm-hmm. And I'm being so serious.
Light, it's a light, it's a difference, it's shine. He give us pride, he give us ambition. He makes us want to become better, you know. And that's what it's all about, empowering each other and empowering other people that, you know, once they meet God, God is going to change and clean up everything. You will be transformed in the light of what the way God created for you to be.
Absolutely. I am just excited about everything, about God to the King Radio, the relaunch, everything to come back. I'm happy, you know, with the ideas that the Lord have given me, even to work in getting my flyers and the pictures and the stuff done. I taught myself how to do Photoshop. So I was like, okay, God. You know, I had some people bail on me that used to help me do some stuff. And I said, Lord, if you show me how to do this, I'll make sure everything I do look professional, that it looked the way it's supposed to look. And let me tell you, he has been doing some awesome things. And people are like, who did that? I did it. So I'm happy, you know, to get things back on track. Even the website, people are like, who did your website? I did my own website. You know, I try to keep it updated as much as possible. Yes, mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm not a pro, but I'm good.
Look, you get the job done, and at the end of the day, that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And I'm happy that you're here. I mean, tell us some of the things that you have encountered, you know, with the Lord dealing with you in ministry over the years that have changed the past few years. Where is your strongest strength and your growth in ministry?
Well, I would think over the past few years since I met you, I really basically had to what's the word I want to use? God has transformed me from the old into the new. I've been through some things, some situations. I've been through a divorce. Single mom with two kids that totally depend on me, even though I have a supportive father of my children that, you know, does his part in what he can do and is able to do. But, you know, through it all, God has kept me, and he's kept us. And I have to give him all the honor and glory and praise and credit for that, because it wasn't not on my own doing, because so many times I know I really wanted to just give up. I heard people say that. Give up and throw in the towel. You know, that's a cliche.
Mm-hmm.
But when you've been through some things, sometimes you'll be like, you know what? I can go and get off the radar and don't have any dealing with anybody. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've been there, done that. My ministry has been affected by it. And, because of it, it has caused a greater anointing through the things that I've been through. I have more of a purpose for singing. And when I tell you, every time I get a chance to get and to appear before God's people, I give it him my all, like it's my last time. I don't play with that. Because I know what God has done for me and what he's still yet continuing to do for me.
Mm-hmm.
Even though everything may not be peachy and cream, but I know that God is my source, and I wouldn't have made it this far if it had not been. There's another cliche. But when you've been through something, you can say it, and it's not a cliche. It's not a cliche to me. But if it had not been for the Lord, who was on my side,
mm-hmm.
I really don't know where I would be right now.
Right.
But thanks be to God for covering me, keeping grace over me, for encouraging me along the way in the process that I know it was for greater good. And it was for me to be able to minister effectively through music to people, to God's people, not just sing something that know what I'm singing about. And the greater the anointing is the greater that you have a more responsibility and you're held more of accountable for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it comes with a price, you know. You're gonna have a great anointing, but it's because you went through some things. And there have been some struggles and some pains and some hurts that someone encouraging you and telling you just ain't going to just make it go away. It's not just going to go away just that, you know. It's not going to go away just like that. But I thank God for keeping my mind stayed on him and keeping my mind in perfect peace and giving me the heart to not let any situation or any obstacle that I may encounter keep me from going forth in ministry, because he has called me to minister to a remnant of folk. It may not be to everybody. My ministry may not be for everybody. But I know God has a remnant of folk, of God's chosen people, that needs my voice to minister to them. And that's what I will do.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Absolutely. I'm not trying to impress nobody. I'm not trying to get no brownie points. I am who I am, just flat-footed, you know, natural.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Absolutely. Well, as we're here being ministered and thoroughly enjoying my friend here, Ms. Shea Teller, please give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, those who want to say hello. God bless you.
We'd love to hear from you.
Our call-in number is area code 646-716-6608. If you press 1, it puts you in the host queue. Again, it's 646-716-6608. Press 1. And I have to get used to this number because I've been off the air for a while. I was used to my old California number, which I don't know why they gave me California, because I have no desire to live in California. But amen. I had to get used to getting a regular New York number again, because we are airing live worldwide, but we are stationed here in New York, and we are just doing awesome things, and we pray that you are being blessed by the things that you are hearing. Someone out there may be going through something, but you just cannot give up on God, because he will not give up on you. We're actually going to take a moment to let you hear some of Shay's work, because it was kind of too late. My show was already prompted. She sent me some music, and I love that I get first dibs. It's a good thing about being a radio host. You get props. You get things that other people don't get. So it's always a good thing to do something major in this life that God would have you to do, because this favor, and there's things that others don't have privy to, except those who are actually doing the work with her. But we're going to take a moment. Shay, you stay right there. Don't you go nowhere. We're going to play one of her songs, and we are going to be blessed because God has been so good.
Lord, in spite of all the many times I've failed and the mistakes that I've made, you've still been so good to me.
Yes, that is Miss Shay Taylor. Love this song and the other songs she has made with the show. But I am happy that she is here with us on today. Shay, you can continue to just elaborate about what God has been giving you and different things that you would love to share. If there's anything else, if not, I'll just continue to ask what comes to my heart, because I always shoot from the hip. I never plan to ask, you know, anybody anything. I'm always led by the Lord.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that song is a testimony to me, you know, because God really has been so good to me, you know, as I was just sharing. And, that just does it, you know. He created me to be a worshiper of His and to just to bless the people. And it's all about blessing the people, because a lot of times, you know, people come to church and people need something, you know, from the body of Christ, but the body of Christ, it seems like sometimes we overlook the little things that mean the most to some people. And we're not sensitive enough to understand. And I think that we should be sensitive enough, because, you know, we are a light and we're an influence. And we never know when we're entertaining an angel or when we're in a position to be able to minister to someone, but we choose to just be stuck on whatever we're stuck on, you know? So, I mean, I just only wish and hope that the body of Christ really, you know, really want to do ministry for real, and it be about the people, more so about us getting the hype or us getting the glory, but let God get the glory through our story that we have to share with the body of Christ and allow Him to minister to the people. So God has been so good to me, and I can't thank Him enough. I really can't.
Amen. I know that feeling. There's just no words. There's just nothing that you can even say to just, sometimes you just, the tears begin to roll, because it's like, God, when I think about it, I'm like, when they really do say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all He's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. I thank God mostly for allowing me to have that opportunity to know what salvation is. So many people are leaving this world without even a glimpse of what it could have been like, or even knowing what it was, and there's so many souls being lost. But for the simple fact that I'm here, and my desire is to see that whoever I can help have that opportunity, you know, God forbid anything happen, that they leave and don't know what that is, that I had something to do with it on my end, you know, or anybody that I come in contact with, that you know that salvation is a gift that God would love for you to have, and it is free.
Right.
And there is nothing you have to do but to just surrender your heart to Him. And I'm just elated at the opportunities. I get so overwhelmed sometimes in my emotions, and I love how our emotions depict our strongest feelings towards something, because I'm like, what if I never knew? Or I say sometimes to God, sometimes I think about all the stuff I've been through. God, I wish I would have had this sooner.
Right.
I'm like, I wish I didn't have to go through all this just to figure out this is all you ever wanted to give me. But then I say, you know what? Even though I did go through it, I'm glad that I have it now. You know, I'm like, this is some good stuff. I'm serious. Like, His love is so amazing.
In my song.
It's so, like, wow. This day, sometimes I be sitting home. Sometimes I gotta pull over in my car, cause the worship and the praise just comes, and I just gotta give Him thanks. And I know people be like, "What's wrong with that lady? Why is she crying?" Listen, you just don't understand. It is amazing the love He has for us. I mean, my goodness, it is so good, so good. You know, and I hope someone's listening you know, that's been looking for love in the wrong places and knows that God's love is so amazing. All you got to do is just find someone who can teach you about the love of God and, you know, pray by what we have shared on the show that he loves us so much. You know, John 3:16, you know, says it best. And then there's other scriptures that help with, you know, being in the presence of the Lord. It's just so amazing. But I don't want to take up too much time. You know, I do talk a lot, but I love the fact that you're here with me. And, you know, do the invitation if the Lord is leading you. I always want to give the opportunity to my guests to help share, you know, the confession of your sins to the Lord and the gift and acceptance of salvation. You know, you may not be able to do it while we're live, but when we go off the air, this link is available for life to listen to, and you just may happen to stumble upon God Said I Can Radio with Shay Taylor and find out that you can be saved on today. It is so simple.
Yep. What the Bible saying? Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart in Romans that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead. Now, the thing is, he didn't say that you're not going to have a struggle and that you're going to be totally a different person after you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. You just got to trust and know that better is coming and that you want better for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody out there may be going through some things and they feel like they've been through the absolute worst and they don't see any fit for the kingdom. But God has a place just for you. He has a place just for you in the kingdom, and he has put purpose in you. And as long as you believe and you stand on what God has promised, in his word, that his word will not return to a void. So that's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
If you're serious about it, if you want to know who Jesus is, find you a local assembly. Get some a local church family. Not saying that you have to go to church every Sunday and you have to be a part of a church to know God. No, you don't. But the Bible, God did ask us to assemble ourselves together. Because we are stronger when we come together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's strength in numbers. I'm stronger when I connect with you
mm-hmm.
versus me trying to do it by myself.
Absolutely.
So we have to just allow God to do what he's doing in this season. And even things that you don't understand, just stand still and wait for him to give you direction and guidance. So that's my encouragement to the body of Christ, is when you don't know, just stand still. If you're really seeking him for guidance, he will give it to you. He'll show you, he'll put it in your spirit, he'll plague your heart until you do exactly what he wants you to do. So.
Amen.
Be
Absolutely.
Ye steadfast, unmovable, and always abiding in the word of the Lord.
Amen. Absolutely. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 in the King James Version says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding.
Wow.
In all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy path.
Absolutely. I hope you're able to play Use Me.
I'm trying.
You probably got what about
No, I got time. As long as you don't got nowhere to go, I might have to play it through the speaker because for some reason my upload is not working the way it's supposed to. It's supposed to just go ahead and upload and do what it do, but it's not. I'm having some technical difficulty with the song, but praise God we can still play it the other way.
Because people need to know no matter what walk of life that you've been on, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
God can still use you.
Yes, he can.
You know, if you're ready and you're willing to be a blessing to him, if you're willing to sow your ministry and sow back into what God has given you, he will use you. So I'm a firm believer that I haven't crossed any T. I have not dotted every I. I made many mistakes, but I've learned from my mistakes. Do you hear me? Mm-hmm. And that's the good thing about it. God allow us to go through some things so that we can see red flags and we can know in our future. Because ultimately, he wants us to get to a place that where we're not making continual mistakes, but he's a man that he will forgive us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we do have redemption. And it's through God. It's not through man. Now, man may not forgive you, but our God certainly will forgive us.
Mm-hmm. He sure will. I had a friend of mine, Apostle Isaac Miles, out in Georgia, who had made a post one day, and I was sharing, and I shared this the other day, too. Me and Steve got into it. I wish we had some more time. Oh, my gosh, it was amazing about how people need more teaching on knowing that your mistakes don't stop God from loving you. You know, the Bible teaches us about willful sin, and it teaches us about his love. It teaches us about so many different things, his attributes and who he is. But knowing that we make the mistakes doesn't mean you shouldn't give your life to God, because the young lady had told me one day that she was afraid of backsliding. I said, even if you make the mistakes, you have repentance. And then after you come into the knowledge of who Jesus Christ is, you have an opportunity to know that I don't have to live like this. So Steve and I was chatting about the old man. We're taught to sin. And then you can mm-hmm. be unlearned and taught to live right.
Right. You know, that's true.
And, yeah, go ahead.
We were born in sin. We were born
right.
in sin. And, you know, that was just, that's the nature of everybody. Everybody was born into sin
mm-hmm.
and is born into sin. Sin can rise up at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it doesn't surprise me when I hear people talking about, oh, you know, someone such and such, such a preacher fell. Okay, he's human. He or she was born into sin. Just like I could fall tomorrow. So, I mean, so what? We need to get out of trying to feed on someone's downfall and try to lift them up in prayer and exemplify Christ to the body.
Mm-hmm.
Because truth be told, at any moment, any of us can go down.
Absolutely.
In sin. You know, but because of grace, hello, so much.
Mm-hmm.
Grace and mercy and a mindset to want to do the will of the Lord, you know, you're in such a much better place. But, you know, just like when I see homeless people outside, you know, and I see people going through things and situations, would make me any different from them.
Right.
I could be just a step away from addiction myself. I mean, and I have two kids. I could be that person.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look down on them. Pray for them. Bless them if you can. If you can't, then don't put your mouth on it. Just let it go
right.
and let God do what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, I did figure out what my problem was, and I have that song. So we're going to let you listen to Shay's other song, which is such a blessing, and it is beautiful. She's a beautiful person. So into her ministry, I'm sure she'll give you information on how to get it and how to connect with her again. She gave it in the beginning. She'll give it again. And we'll be back, so just stick with us and listen to the song and just know that God can use you. Ask him to use me, Lord.
Because you are my everything, I will let you breathe in.
beautiful.
Wow. Wow. He can use us.
Yes, he can. Absolutely. We're probably being blessed on this evening with myself and Shay as we're promoting her music, being a blessing to one another in ministry. That's my sister. I love her. She is just
yes,
a
I love her.
Yes, I love
you.
I
too.
Love you.
You are, have just
thank
you have you. Just been the same since day one, and I love you
oh.
so much. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
And trust me, I will be back sooner than you think.
Looking forward to it. Looking
the Bible
forward
says,
to it.
Sooner or later, it will turn in my favor. Yeah. It's turning around for me. Sooner or later, hey, I will see that. It's gonna turn in my favor. Oh, it's turning around for me.
Yeah,
hey, that's just what I'm saying. It's turning around for me.
Absolutely, I believe the same thing.
And now, let the weak see I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich, because the word Lord has done for us. Amen. Let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor because of what the Lord has done for us. Lord, we give you thanks, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. God, we give you thanks for what you have done. God, we give you thanks. Come on, somebody, give the Lord
thanks. Yes, yes,
yes. See, I said I wasn't going to do that, but you know, you always get that out of me. You know that?
Yes. Woo!
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Don't make me start. I'm trying to stop, but when he's going worship, he's coming. One after another. To God we give the glory. Hey. To God we give the glory. Oh, for the things.
Hallelujah.
Shama mashokurusi. He talked about Sunday. He has done, hey, I'm going to start right there. Because I have people looking at me like I'm crazy. But to God be the glory. Thank you so very much.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you for being here with us and just blessing us with that little bit of worship right there. It's amazing. So amazing. Because God is just that good. I pray somebody was blessed on this evening, my special guest, and she'll be back sooner than later. And I just pray you all have enjoyed, because I have thoroughly enjoyed my sister on today, and I love shows like this. We are open and free to let the Lord have his way. Anything he wants to do, that's what we are about, his agenda and nobody else's. And we thank you ever so much for being here with us on God's Good I Can Radio. God bless you, my sister. I love
you. Now you can't say words like that to a worshiper, because the first thing I think about is Miss Shayna Wilson. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. way, oh God. Have your way. I'm done. Cause you're messing me up. Don't say that now. No. That's gonna provoke another song to come up my spirit. Hey.
Oh God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Worthy God. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, He is, sis. I'm looking forward to many more things, and I'm looking forward to you being a part of what God is getting ready to do in the upcoming months. So, listeners, be on the lookout. Share this video. Share this blog. Post it, repost it. Do all these things. Support Kingdom Ministry. You can find me again at Shea Taylor, SheaTaylor, number 2ND, second page on Facebook, Shea Taylor Fan Club page on Facebook. You can also call me directly, 910-978-0280. I am Shea Taylor on Twitter, Shea Taylor on Instagram, and Shea Taylor on Periscope. I will be Periscoping live in Selma, Alabama. So make sure you tune in. You got Periscope, right, woman of God?
No, I've actually seen it. I just never got one yet. I thought about it because I plan on doing some live shows somewhere. I don't know where, but somewhere.
Well, thing is, I could be Periscoping right now. You can see me right here, right now. So you got to get Periscope because you're going to be able to follow me. You need to add it tonight because I'm going to be Periscoping in the airport. I'm going to be Periscoping all the way to Selma, Alabama for the first youth prayer march in Selma, Alabama with Deidrick Haddon, Shea Taylor, Ruth Leandra, Tom Delaney, Claretta Haddon, which is Deidrick Haddon's sister, so many more, Bubba Stewart, Fearless. I mean, we're gonna go in. We got DJ, the DJ guy that's gonna be there. If you go on my Facebook page, you will see the flyer. It's gonna be an awesome, amazing event, and I will be Periscoping live all the way. So the people that are in different states that's not able to get to Selma, Alabama, can definitely be a part of this first youth prayer march. Thanks to Apostle Vero Howard. And do you know Vero Howard?
No, I don't.
Oh, man, I got to connect you with her. Yes, I've been doing interviews since since she's put this event together. I've been doing at least one or two interviews every day, if not every day, every other day, with different people. I've been networking with different people all over the world, L.A., Florida, Charlotte, you know, New Jersey, all over. And it's been tremendous. So I'm excited about everybody coming together. And it's going to be the mayor is going to be there. The mayor is in partnership with this. It's going to be an awesome event. And I can't wait to hear Deidrick. Oh my gosh, I'm a Deidrick fan. I love him to death.
Aww.
So you got to get Periscope. You got to get Periscope. And you download it on your Google Play so that you can follow Shea_Taylor. Follow me.
Amen, amen. Just give us a little bit more of that sooner or later. That bless my soul.
Oh, Lord. Sooner or later, it's going to turn in your favor. Yeah. Oh, turn around for me sooner or later. Touch yourself and say, it's gonna turn in my favor. It's turning around for me.
Yes,
touch yourself
yes.
and say, around for me.
Yes,
around for me. I said, it's turning around. me. I decree and declare it's turning around. It's turning around for me. Around for me.
Yes.
Said it's turning around for me. Yeah. Oh, it's turning around for me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's turning around for me.
Yes. Amen, 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 amen.
Now lift your hands and tell the Lord thank you.
I love when you go on because we just could go on and on and on.
Thank you. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We give you glory and praise.
Yes, God. Worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
And let me encourage somebody on today, because I feel in my spirit to encourage somebody that it doesn't matter. You know, that's why I know God can use you, because it doesn't matter what your past has been, what you've done. It doesn't matter what your reputation was. When you become a new creature in God, God says that you are new. When you become in Christ, you are a new creature.
Amen.
Don't let nobody tell you that you don't have a relationship with God, can't use you, or that you're not relevant in the body of Christ. That's demonic. That's from Satan. To try to keep you transformed, try to keep your mind in bondage and keep you shackled up with the things that you know that you probably could have done, shouldn't have done, probably should not have done. But that's the devil. God gave you life, and he wants you to have it more abundantly. So you live, and you live in God. And allow God to control and acknowledge him in all your ways and allow him to direct your path. He will place you with the right people that will be encouragement to you and that will be a blessing to your life. Blessings don't always come in monetary form. It can come in it can come in favor. It can come in grace. So you will celebrate the grace and the favor of God and allow God to bring the increase. The Bible says, if we seek ye first the kingdom of God, first, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
Once we seek him first and we have that relationship with him, he's not going to allow us to suffer and go without. He's going to give us our heart's desires. So I encourage somebody, a believer or a wannabe believer, connect with my sister, connect with me on Facebook, connect with us. I am the same today, tomorrow, and yesterday. I'm big on loyalty. If I'm loyal to you today, I will be loyal to you forever. I don't have time to play games with people. I don't like wishy-washy people. I don't like people that try to make me feel like I jump hoops just to be a part of their friendship. That ain't what God said. If anybody make you feel that way, you run from them because they don't have the heart of God. And in this season, we need to be connected with people that have the heart of God. Because Jesus walked the streets barefooted with no shoes on. He didn't have to have no fancy clothes. He was a carpenter. I mean, in today's term, that's equivalent to being a brick mason or to being a builder. Which, you know, in today's terms, if you're not a doctor or lawyer, some type of educator, you know, in the highest form of a doctorate or a PhD or a master's degree, you know, that devil is a liar. God can use anybody.
Amen.
So, man, I felt it in my spirit. I had to get it out. So it's out.
Amen.
I'm good.
Absolutely. Please look me up. I am on Facebook, www.facebook.com/LadyNancy73. I'm also on Twitter, twitter.com/MissMakeItHappen. Miss is with one S, make it happen, all one word. I follow my Twitter as much as possible. It kind of posts automatically for me, so I'm not always on there, but I do respond because it comes to my email. I also have a website, a little lengthy, but it's Better Days Ahead, Better, DAYZE, ahead.wix.com/GSICR. The website is updated as often as possible with our old guests, our new guests, guests to come, everything that we're doing. The song that comes on the website, I'm sure it will bless you because it is something that I am just, there's no words for that song by Smokey Norfolk, Dear God, about my life. It might not have been what I wanted it to be, but thank you, God, for my life. I honor and I just give you all the glory, God. I thank you, Miss Shay, for being a blessing with us on today. And for someone who doesn't know, the best thing you could ever do is fall in love with Jesus Christ. There is a song that I love that...
Don't make me sing it. We're not going to go there. We're not even going there. We're going to say some more for the next time. But you just be saying stuff now, lady. Now, you can't be doing that now when I'm already caught up in the spirit.
It's all right. We could play the song or you could sing. Either way, it is.
You go ahead and play it. You go ahead and play it. Gotta be.
Well, amen. Someone came on my switchboard. If you're looking to listen or chat with us, please do so. I don't know if you want
to talk
with us.
To talk to the people.
If you hit one, it puts you in the queue. I see you, but the light for the mic is not lit up, so I'm not sure. We thank you, though, for listening. I pray that you had an opportunity. We've been on since 5 o'clock, so we're getting ready to end soon, unless Ms. Shay wants to stay with us for
unless they want to press one and talk.
I know, that's right. We're here. We're not going nowhere. Y'all got to 7 o'clock. So if you're in queue, I'm not going to call your number out, but I see a number in my switchboard. So if you're going to chat with us, please do so and hit 1. We'd love to talk to you. If you just want to say hello, God bless you. We appreciate you. We're actually going to go to a song, and we'll be back. So if you light up, I'll put you on. If not, thank you for listening. This is Lady Nancy from God Said I Can Radio here with Miss Shay Taylor. And I got so happy, I almost forgot what song I was getting ready to play. Oh, they want to talk to us. Amen.
Okay.
God bless
Let's
you.
Go.
This is Lady Nancy on God Said I Can Radio. You are on the air.
Hello, this is Jeffrey McCoy. I just wanted to say that I'm enjoying the show. I'm excited about what Miss Shay Taylor is doing and excited about this weekend coming up in Selma, Alabama. Looking forward to the whole event. I think everything that you're doing is wonderful and awesome, and I'm just glad to hear that the Lord is using you to do what you do.
Well, that
is so wonderful of you, Mr. Jeffrey McCoy. Now, what you, Miss Nancy, I don't know if you remember me mentioning his name, correct?
Yes, I do.
Yes, he is the writer of both of them songs that you love so much.
Yes, I do. I love anything you sing, girl.
Right? She makes it easy.
No. Jeffrey McCoy is an awesome producer, awesome songwriter. And a lot of people don't know, but he's a great singer as well. You know, a lot of people don't know that about him. He don't like to talk about it, but I'm telling you, he can do some things that make my head spin, and I'd be like, okay, I ain't even going to try because you're not going to embarrass me. But I do thank God for him being a blessing to the ministry, Shay Taylor Ministries, and being such a dedicated music director and producer and songwriter for me. We got big things coming up, so me and Jeff are going to have to definitely come back on and share with the world and through all your channels, Miss Nancy, my sister, everything that God has in store. So,
amen. Well, thank you, Jeff, for calling in. I appreciate you so much for being here. Is there anything else that you would love to share? I just friended you on Facebook, so please accept.
I certainly will.
I was looking. I was like, we got to be connected in every which way.
I just wanted to let you know that I was listening and that I've been enjoying everything, and I've had the privilege of working with Shay and seeing the incredible job that she does and her ministry firsthand from an artistic perspective, and she's shown herself to be nothing less than incredible, and God really uses her in a powerful way, and I'm just excited about what he's doing, and I look forward to the rest of the world being able to hear and see the ministry that she has that they will be equally as blessed. That is my belief. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for just giving a little bit and chiming in with us on today. It's a blessing. I love Shay. Me and Shay, I was dealing with some stuff when I first met her, even though I was still doing the show. And when she started singing, I was like, Lord, have mercy. She had me jacked up. I often go back to past shows and listen to the people who have ministered to me and, you know, prophesied some things into my life and said some things, and I watched some of them come to pass, the good and the bad. But I thank God for just his word being what it is and it just being an amazing thing. And I love the people of God. I love people. You know, there's times where I kind of wonder sometimes, but I'm like, Lord, you gave us one of the hardest ministries as people, but it's one of the greatest ministries because they need to know that there's a God that loves them. And I just thank God for everyone that has connected with me and for not motive, but just awesome things in the Lord, and it hasn't changed since. And I do believe the same thing that Shay said is the truth, that everything has been the same since we've known each other. And I'm going to meet her in person, because my goal for God That I Can Radio is to come out of the four walls of in the state of New York and to come out and meet the people that I have on the show. I've met a few people, praise God, that happened to come to New York and was like, I'm here. And I'm like, tell me where I'm coming. And I came. I'm so happy. I finally met Ray Braswell. I'm not sure if y'all know who he is, but he is the CEO of Remarkable Music. But he, awesome group that he brought up to Albany, and it was just beautiful. We met. He had been on the show, keeps me in the loop about different songs and music and stuff. And it's been beautiful that I met a few people. I was in California a few years ago. I met Lawrence Matthews. He saw me from the distance. It was like, Nancy! I'm like, oh, shoot. So I had the opportunity to meet some awesome people in the gospel ministry.
Well, of course, Sarah Coley.
Yes, and I spent the weekend with him. It was amazing.
He's been on your
gosh.
Show several times.
Yes, he co-hosted me after I found him. You know, he had been sick, and we still keep him in prayer with different things. I haven't been able to connect with him lately, but he took the privilege to say yes to come co-host with me, and we have had some awesome times here on God That I Can Radio. That was a major highlight for my life, because I was 14 when my mom started playing his music, and I said, I'm going to meet him one day, not knowing some years ago I really did meet him. And he came and was a blessing on the show, and I met Miss Tremaine Hawkins and her son, and I'm like, God, okay. You know, even though I got discouraged, you know, a little over a year ago, I'm back. The comeback is here, and God That I Can Radio is just doing what we got to do, and I'm happy to connect and just be a part and meet people and just continue to do what we do, and that is just telling people about the goodness of the Lord. So I thank you, Jeff and Shay, for being here and just talking with us, and I'm so happy that you have enjoyed. I pray that I noticed, you know, I did a self-examination on a lot of shows I did. I talk a lot, but I want my guests to have the floor and just be a blessing to us. Nothing like self-evaluation.
I think I've talked as much as you've talked. So, because, you know, I can talk too, especially when I get wound up, you know. I can go and go and go and go. But it has been an awesome interview. Thank you so very much for having me. It's an honor and a privilege, and we're definitely going to be back within the next couple of weeks, so audience and listeners, get ready. It's just a comeback, like you said.
Yeah.
Not only come back for you, but to come back for me too. Something new,
absolutely,
something fresh, and an end time message for the body of Christ. So.
Amen. Well, thank you too so much. Oh my gosh, listening audience, I pray you have been blessed. This is going to be something to remember. Please go back and listen. Once we end, our shows are archived. You can go back and download, share with someone else. If you know someone else who is in ministry and deserves a platform and just wants to share what they do in ministry or their life in general or just an awesome testimony about the goodness of the Lord, please send them my way. We are booking every Tuesday and Fridays when I am not, if it's not a holiday. We'll be on the air because, you know, as we know, Christmas is coming. And I'm just happy. I used to do the show 5 days a week, but I'm in school, so I can't do it every day like I used to. But for the days that we are here, we are going to bless the Lord, and we're going to have an awesome time. So God bless you all. We appreciate you so much. And don't forget, This is one of the best things you could have ever done. Please be blessed by one of the Bynum Gospel Goes Classic with none other than Jonathan Butler, Falling in Love with Jesus.
Like the bread of life, the word of life, became flesh and saved my soul. That's why I love. Falling in love with Jesus. God praise in this house. Lift up the name of Jesus.